But first, we say hi to Ty Walker, who's doing tickers this morning for Rich Phillips.
And hey,
it's always interesting to get to know Ty Walker and see what's going on in his life.
Don't call us dudes.
Behind the scenes, in particular with your love life, which we understand is pretty active these days. You want to tell us more?
Who told you it was active?
We just heard reports.
Well, what is going on in your love life?
Nothing.
When was the last time you had a steady girlfriend?
4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And how old are you?
I turned 40 in July.
Do you really?
I did. I'm 40 now.
You're 40. You have Star Wars tattoos.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Playing with himself.
And you have not been in bed with a woman.
Didn't say that.
Well, when was the last time that you made sweet love to a woman?
It's been within the last year.
Where'd you meet this woman? Church?
No. I met her on one of those online dating sites.
Uh-oh.
I remember Ty was big into that for a while.
Okay, so you just haven't had a steady girlfriend.
No.
You've dated a girl
dated.
For, what, like 2-3 months and then break up?
2-3 dates.
Hmm.
Why do none of these take? Is it you or is it them?
It's me. It's me. I totally blame me.
Why? You're a commitment phobe, or these girls are just not good looking enough?
Commitment phobe. Always been too picky. I'm like Seinfeld. I'll find, if she smells like chicken soup, I'm running the other way. So.
And you've never been married?
No.
So what were your objections to the last crop of women that you plowed through?
I always have a good first date. I'm a real good first date guy, but then it's like I feel like I've
used
I'm a real good first date guy.
But I feel like I've used all my ammo in the first date.
Uh-huh.
So it's like
you got nothing.
I don't even want to try a second date because I'm going to get exposed for the fraud that I am.
So you always try to end on a high.
Always
just the first date.
Hey, it was a great first date. Let's never see each other again.
Boy, that's not having a lot of depth, Ty, if you can't go more than one date.
Well, and also I have the weird thing in my brain is that I start thinking there must be something wrong with her if she wants to spend time with me.
It's the old Groucho Marx
line. I'm like, she's got to have something messed up in her brain.
You don't want to go out with any girl who would date someone like you.
Exactly.
So you throw out just like all the cool stuff about yourself on the first date.
Maybe even
make up some stuff to kind of prop yourself up.
Sure.
And then you feel like you can't live up to it or you got nothing left.
Yeah, I think it's more just, I think I use all the bullets in my chamber or whatever in the first date.
Well, what are the bullets in your chamber? I want to hear some of these good things.
Well, you just...
Because I've worked with you for, 6-7 years, and I've never seen any of your good qualities.
Wow.
Thanks, dude. Jeez.
I still love you, Ty.
Thanks.
You are a jerk.
You are a big jerk.
I've seen that you're a pretty fair basketball player, Ty.
Yes.
That's right. And I'm a dancing bear at first base.
That's right. Well, you know what's confusing to me, though? Is that you say that you peak after one date, yet in the last year, using that method, you've been able to bed a woman.
It's
so
true.
That was on the first
date? After the first date?
No. It was a couple of dates in.
Still, it's pretty quick
Great
work.
Success. Who made the first move physically?
I guess I did, yeah. Probably
is
me.
Is that still awkward?
Oh, it's very awkward. With my low self-esteem, I never at any point think that she wants me to... mount her.
Oh, gosh.
But if you went that far with her after 2 or 3 dates, how did it abruptly end? Was she disappointed?
Probably. I didn't wait around long enough to find out.
You just did it once with her?
Yeah.
And then never called her again?
No. I think we talked after that. We just never went out on another date.
Mm. That's awkward.
So how do you make the first move? Do you go in for a kiss, or do you have a standard line of, you know what, I'm going to kiss you right now, and you're going to like it?
I'm Ty Walker. That's what I say.
What do you call
Ty Walker chicken? I'm very nervous when I try to make the move. I'm very awkward. I'll probably ask her if I can kiss her or something like that.
Never do that.
Yeah,
they take control.
They want confidence. Yeah, they want confidence, and that's
you
not
take
me.
Control. I have two moves. I just go in for the kiss, and then I club her on the back of the head, but with a vase.
Why did I know violence is going to be one of those moves?
Works every time.
Just who he is.
Are you still online? Can women still access you online?
I go through sporadic on and off, and I'm off right now.
I thought we did this last time when we had a date for him lined up, didn't we? Didn't we find someone for Ty to go out with?
Did you? I don't. Well, if
Maybe
you did,
not.
I didn't go out with her.
I think it was TC.
Yeah, I might have TC.
I can't remember. So you're not online right now.
No.
It's been about a year since you've been with a woman? Or
within the last year.
Like how long ago?
Probably within the last year.
Well, I know that.
Meaning it's been about 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably within, yeah.
Okay, well, then when I said you had sex a year ago, don't correct me.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Well, don't back, why are you so... Jeez, what's
not even your business? Answer my questions.
Tell them it's not your business anyway.
I want you to tell me where this occurred, your apartment or hers.
It was hers.
Were you both drunk?
Why, you think that's the only way I could bet a woman?
Just answer the question, Ty.
We'd probably been drinking a little bit. We weren't drunk, per se.
Did you sleep over after the...
Always.
The transgression. After the assault.
Yes, I stuck around after the assault.
Did you want to still be there, or did you...
No, I had one foot on the floor, waiting to just try to slowly get out of there.
As soon as you heard her start to snore, you were going to slip out.
Gnawing my arm off, because it was under her head.
Try to root through her purse real quietly as you're on your way out.
Looking for spare change.
Yes. Spare change and prescription pills.
Let me ask you this very seriously. Do you love that woman?
I did for about a 20-minute period.
Oh,
minutes? I doubt that.
20 minutes.
How long did... do you have some issues in the stamina department?
Me? Hell no.
Gordon just wants to know if someone's ready to join him in that fight.
I don't think so. I mean, I hope no woman ever tells me, because then that might be it.
You'll lose all confidence?
Any confidence I would have, that would be it.
So you're saying that you have quite a bit of stamina, that you...
I didn't say that. I just think I don't think I'm on the other end of that, the negative end.
You think you're average at best?
I sure hope so.
So we have a lot of women listening this morning. What kind of woman are you looking for?
You know, it's hard to say. I think it's a case by case basis. I don't like have a specific cookie cutter chick
All right,
I'm looking
look,
for.
Here's the deal. Ty likes girls that are out of his league. So he likes them. You probably like them thin.
No, not necessarily thin.
You'll go out with a girl who's 30 pounds overweight.
I'm not going hogging, but I don't mind a girl with a little meat on her bones.
Hogging.
That girl's need love, too.
That's very offensive. Hey, by the way, this latest girl that you slept with, did she do anything weird in the bed that kind of put you off a little bit?
She fell asleep. Is that a bad thing?
During?
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, no, nothing weird.
Because I had a friend one time, and there's this girl that he likes, right? And he starts messing around with her, and they're doing the nasty thing that mommies and daddies do. And she had a finger that snuck around on his body in an awkward place.
Why do you think we would want to hear
that
about
caught
that?
Him by surprise?
That caught him by surprise.
Finger said, in butt crack.
What's going on here?
Wow.
And he like just, right. You know, they're going and everything's going. And then all of a sudden he just stiffens up and his eyes fly wide open as he's surprised by this. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great story. I'm glad you told that.
Well, have fun with it. I mean, come on. Let's make it a broadcast moment here.
I hear an interesting story, certainly.
That Ty catches himself by surprise a lot.
In that way?
The same move, yeah.
Would a girl be creeped out if, while you were there doing that with her, if your hand snuck around to your own body?
And you got that surprised look on your face?
So you're doing it to yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
But still surprising yourself.
Boy, that would be weird.
How old are you?
Oh, it'd be so creepy. You know, another risk. Go. Okay.
No,
it's all right. We got to go.
No, it sounded like you had some radio gold coming up there.
I do have some more stuff.
What?
I do have some more stuff.
What'd you have?
I will package it.
Well, it's like 9 o'clock, so we got to get going.
I'll package
it. Good luck, Ty.
Yeah, good luck, Ty. 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, very interesting list of the worst NFL players of all time. And wait till you hear the Cowboys.
We still have that big problem working in Arlington. This report a service of North Texas Honda Dealers.com. Highway 360 northbound past Lamar. We have a major accident. You're going to have to use a vehicle, or the shoulder, rather, to get by. And in Dallas, southbound 35 at Spur 482, we have an accident blocking the left lane.
Tell everybody what you're laughing at.
You can.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you just told everyone last segment. That's what I'm still laughing at, the surprise situation.
About the...
Oh, my God.
About the guy being surprised?
Yes. And then surprising
the
himself.
What in the hell are we doing?
Okay. I've never seen you this tickled.
Oh, my God. Okay. For the North Texas Tollway Authority. I don't want to do it all over. I'm just going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
For the North Texas
then
Tollway Authority.
Yourself.
Alexis with the ticket, sticking up your tailpipe traffic.
And I'm Ty Walker. A big key to another Mavericks win. Next on the ticker. Oh. Sports.